Clean energy companies are warning that uncertainty about the future of Australia's renewable energy target is stalling projects and scaring off investors. Now, the government is yet to announce a schedule for its review of the target, but says it will take place sometime this year. The Prime Minister, Mr. Abbott, has today made it clear that electricity prices will be a focus. The renewable energy industry is disputing claims that the cost of new projects is pushing up prices and is warning the government against making changes to the target. Here's our business reporter, Pat McGrath.
Tony Abbott was keen to address the pitfalls of increasing Australia's reliance on renewable energy in his interview with Sydney's 2GB network this morning.
The problem at this stage with renewable energy is that there's always got to be a backup. Because sometimes the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow. If the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow, the power doesn't flow.
The reliability and cost of renewable energy is expected to be a feature of the government's review of the clean energy target.
We are going to have a good, long, hard look at this with the fundamental objective of doing what we can to get power prices down. Australia should be, Andrew, the affordable energy capital of the world. We have a superabundance of coal.
For sure.
We have a superabundance of gas. These are the drivers of prosperity, and let's make sure we can get access to them at the lowest possible price.
David Green from the Clean Energy Council, which represents renewable power companies, welcomes the Prime Minister's focus on prices.
Particularly people who are feeling vulnerable in a time of economic uncertainty. So, as I say, it's absolutely right to focus on it. But the really good news, particularly for people who've invested in the sector in Australia, is that prices are very much coming down. If you look at the trend on the cost of technologies and developments that are happening globally as well, the price of deployment of wind, solar and so on is coming down dramatically.
The clean energy target will ensure 20% of Australia's power generation comes from renewable sources by 2020. David Green is confident the government won't turn its back on its pre-election pledge to maintain the target.
We take great comfort in that. We also take great comfort in the Prime Minister's commitment to Australia being open for business.
But are you troubled by the fact that the government hasn't set a timeline for the review yet?
The government doesn't need to set a timeline. It's in legislation. The timeline is that it has to be done by the end of 2014. Provided it's done by the end of this year, they will have achieved their legal obligations.
But in the meantime, doesn't that have an impact upon investment and expansion within the sector?
Oh, it absolutely does, and you're absolutely right to highlight that, and that's a point that certainly ministers are very well aware of. The best way of actually disturbing any market is to have mandatory reviews.
But if the government, say, holds off on setting a deadline or setting a timeline for the review for another 6 months, could that affect Australia's capacity to actually reach the target?
Well, it clearly will infect the appetite of investors. What we just need to do is make sure that as we move towards the delivery period, we speed up the work and make sure that there are no undue impediments.
Infigen Energy is Australia's biggest wind power supplier and is developing solar projects around Australia. The company's Jonathan Upson is predicting a slow start to the year in the sector.
I wouldn't expect very many, if any, large-scale renewable energy projects to be committed to construction before the RET review is finalized, because there is uncertainty about what's going to happen to the scheme and the trajectory, not whether the scheme will be there, but whether the trajectory will change, whether the amount of renewable energy being driven by the scheme will change, and that's causing uncertainty.
So has Infigen had any discussions with the government about its intentions to either cut the target or push out the deadline?
We certainly do take the opportunity to meet with the government representatives from time to time and have expressed our view on the renewable energy target scheme. We think if you reduce the large-scale target, you get more greenhouse gas emissions, less investment, and no change in retail prices. Therefore, it doesn't seem to be a rationale to change the scheme.
But is Infigen preparing for the prospect of that, of the RET being cut or extended out?
Well, we're not preparing for it, but we certainly recognise that it is a possibility that might be a result of the review.
That's Andrew Upson from Infigen Energy, ending that report from business reporter Pat McGrath.